With the death of three distinct pastors of the church this week, there is a true sense of the passing of an era. Dutch Cardinal Johannes Willebrands, Colombian Archbishop Gabriel Montalvo, and Chinese Bishop Augustine Zheng Xiaodu died within days of one another, each having dedicated their lives to the church, each life strikingly different. Pope Benedict XVI paid tribute to Cardinal Willebrands in a message to Cardinal Adrianus Simonis, his successor as Archbishop of Utrecht. The Pope described the deceased prelate as a tireless pastor in service to the people of God and to the unity of the Church, who gave new life to ecumenical dialogue. The Cardinal was a Catholic figure in ecumenical affairs. Born in September 1909, he participated in the Second Vatican Council, playing an important role in the development of statements on ecumenism. He also helped to arrange the historic meeting between Pope Paul VI and the Orthodox Patriarch Athenagoras in 1964. Raised to the College of Cardinals by Pope Paul VI in 1975, Cardinal Willebrands had been the oldest living member of the College of Cardinals. Archbishop Gabriel Montalvo died in Rome Tuesday night after a long illness. Aged 76, the native Colombian served as the Vatican's diplomatic envoy to the United States from 1998 to 2005. In a statement released Wednesday, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Angelo Sodano said he will preside at a funeral mass this Saturday to be held in St. Peter's Basilica. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church in China also bid farewell this week to one of its greatest pastors, Bishop Augustine Zheng Xiaodu. Bishop Zheng died July 16th at the age of 89 after a long illness. His life was marked by his fervent devotion to Our Lady and his dedication to his pastoral ministry. Ordained in 1949 and consecrated in 1982, he was the first bishop of the Apostolic Prefecture of Kangchau. Today, this prefecture, which is spread across 17,000 square kilometres, counts over 10,000 Catholics who are attended by 29 priests, most of them ordained by the late bishop. A much-loved pastor, he spent over 15 years in forced labour camps following his arrest in 1964 when he was charged with being a counter-revolutionary. I'm Emer McCarthy.